Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Has it really changed in the Browns' head yet? Have they gotten it through their head to the point of, yeah, maybe we still can change his mind. Maybe if we do get a Matthew Stafford in here, or maybe if we get a quarterback and we draft one at the top and we bring him in alongside of Miles and show him what he really can do, that he'll go through and actually change his mind. He won't have an option or a change into feeling different. Well, Daryl was on a couple days ago, or a couple months, or this month, 20 days ago. It was a while ago. But it's been a while that he's felt the same way, that Miles really just has no belief anyway.
You've reached a point as an organization where a player has been here for 8 years. He has completely lost faith in you. That's where my anger comes from. He wants nothing to do with you anymore. He's done with you. He doesn't believe in what you're doing anymore. He doesn't believe the people you're paying to get this thing right are going to get it right.
And again, that's Daryl from a month ago. Up to this week, Daryl has not changed his stance. It is still no faith in the Browns. That he has gone through, and he tells you at every corner, and I think this just sort of exemplifies that point of, hey, I don't want to be here anymore because nothing you can do to bring it in and change my mind. There's nothing you can do. That's a different segment. That's coming up later in the show, right around 10:20. Change your mind. We'll bring in James. But there's nothing you can do to change my mind at the end of the day because I've just decided I don't believe in the people making the decisions. You could build an all-star team in front of me, and I am under the assumption and operating this way right now that you're going to mess it up. You're not going to get me to where I need to be. I don't believe in Andrew Berry. I don't believe in Kevin Stefanski, Jimmy Haslam, Paul DePodesta, and anybody probably down to the janitor mopping the floor. I don't believe in you to be able to do your job the way that it needs to be done to create a winning culture. And that is where now, as we've dug our heels in, both on the side of the Browns and on the side of Myles Garrett, that we're in this stalemate going back and forth, and I think we're all just sick of it. At least I am, and it sounds like so far you are too. 216-474-0092. Let's go back out to the phones. Hayden's in Cleveland. What's going on, Hayden? Hayden, you there? All right, I guess not. Let's keep the things rolling. Let's go to Mike, who's in Frisco, Texas. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So sick of it's a great thing to put a title on my call. Frankly, you know, I'm down here in Texas, so I have to listen on Odyssey, and I had to unplug for a little bit just with my frustration over this, much like Miles. And so just kind of got back in and listening. By the way, thank you. You do a great job. I just started listening again last week. And, you know, I know there was the station change there, so I enjoy listening to you.
I appreciate that, Mike.
And yeah, thank you. So here's my point. I'm 60. I've been a Browns fan since 71. I'm a sports nut. And 99 times out of 100, I've shared the frustration. I've heard some of the callers tonight about, hey, the guy signed a contract, play it out. And for some reason, I just don't have that feeling on this one. And I think it's because I feel for Miles. And when he said it, and I didn't hear the Daryl Ryder quote until you just played it, but I've been saying the same thing to my brother. It's like when he said the Cleveland to Canton thing with Miles when he announced that he wanted the trade, that was absolutely a shot at Barry in the front office saying, no, he doesn't trust. And I get it. I mean, he played through all the crap, you know, rotating general managers and head coaches and the Hugh Jackson stuff and the Freddie Kitchen stuff to reach, you know, at least for the Browns, a pinnacle. We made a playoff, so, I mean, Chiefs wouldn't call it a pinnacle. But for us, you know, at least we'll get to that point, right, where we're competitive in the playoffs. Just to watch this leadership team blow it up and not just do that, I think here's the frustration. San Francisco packaged two number ones to move up and take Trey Lance. And a year and a half in, said, oops, and dumped them to Dallas for what, a fourth or a fifth? They pivoted.
Yeah.
But Miles sits here and watches us with a guy. Look, he's not dumb. He sees what's going on when Ford's out there playing quarterback. And he's like, okay, we just keep shoving the money out where we can't pivot. You know, so I don't blame him. You know, show me. And so if I'm the Browns, so that's my take on Miles. I'm not upset at him, and it's shocking me that I'm not. But the other side of it is, if Barry and Stefanski and DePodesta have a plan for quarterback and left tackle, and we can maybe, with Miles, win 10 next year or 11 or somehow make the playoffs, because there are still a lot of good players on the team,
right?
Then don't trade him. But if holding him's just going to make you win six games instead of four, or whatever that difference would be, then go ahead and get rid of him. Get some assets. I don't trust these guys with assets. I told you that last week when I called. Mm-hmm. But at least get some assets. There's no use in holding him so we can pick eighth instead of third. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you, Mike. And I think it really is in the problem you run into, and I appreciate the call. I think what you run into, though, is – if it was to get to 10 wins next year, and realistically you can make the playoffs and make that push, and the Browns, I think truly in their heads, realistically, they believe right now, we could do that. No, hands down. No problem. We could absolutely go forward and do that. The problem is that even if you built the team right now to win 10 games, make the playoffs, and let's say you were the Pittsburgh Steelers next year, right? Because I don't think you're putting together a team right now. I don't think anybody believes that you could with the roster and the way it's shaped. Put a team together that's going to be a Super Bowl contender. But if you put together a team right now that ends up being the Steelers, I just don't think Miles is even willing to be a part of that plan either. It would come down to, if you're going to try to put me on the field, I'm not going. I'll sit out. I can sit out the year. I can take the void contract. Because guess what? At the end of the day, sure, it's going to hurt me to lose that year. It's going to hurt you a whole lot more. Sitting with my contract on the books and not doing anything about it, realizing that you have a Hall of Fame player making your franchise look bad by me simply not playing, where do I have to go? I got millions built up over years and years and years, and Miles doesn't really point out to me as a guy who's going to be somebody that blew through his money as he was coming up. Miles seems like the save-it kind of guy who's probably got millions upon millions sitting in the bank right now. So he can sit there and say, yeah, find me my contract. You'll pay me. I'll hand it right back to you, and I'll say, we're going to figure this out one way or another. You can have the money. I can sit here all the time. We can turn this into Jim Brown.
Jake, I just thought of something as you were speaking so eloquently, man. You know, I'm always on the side of, hey, man, make him either be the bad guy or bring your ass to work. But you know what? If he did decide to sit out and he just loses a year of service time, has to come back on that same two-year deal, the Browns actually save money. It works out in their favor to be like, go ahead. You know what? Go ahead. Take a year off. Take a year off of beating up your body and having car crashes every 6 days out of the week. Go ahead. So you know what? I'm even more entrenched on them holding their ground, considering the money would work out for them in that scenario.
But the problem you run into is that, yeah, sure, you're making the money back. I don't know what the traditional fine is if you actually get fined your whole game check. And it's
forget the fine money.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's what it's going
to
be.
True that. But I'm just saying that you didn't have to pay him a pay raise. So his salary is not going to increase the next two seasons. That at least allows your planning of around $25 million instead of it having to go around – 40 to 43 million. So at least for those 2 years, because he's going to have to come back at some point. He's not just, or he could go wild and say, hey, I'm retiring. But he's more than likely would come back in this scenario. So, I mean, you'd be operating at 25 million for at least one more season.
I just think the problem you run into then is you try to continue to make this team competitive, right? Around Miles not playing, who's going to sit there and actually be on your side? Like, if a player's sitting there and you're going, wait a minute, the Hall of Fame player that just handed you 8 years of his career has gotten nothing but good for you, put his body on the line, like you said, to go into a car crash every 6 days, and the treatment you're giving him is, nope, not doing anything for you. You can sit there and sit out, and it's either going to be you play for the Cleveland Browns or you go somewhere else. No player's looking at that going, I want to play for that organization. With Jimmy Haslam and an ownership group and a front office that I think a lot of NFL players right now don't have a lot of faith in.
Hey, man. You're awesome, man. You're really good at this, man. I see why Keith did what he did. I'm going to present a counterpoint. The Detroit Lions, they had two Hall of Fame players decide, I don't want to do this no more. I got to get out of here. Barry Sanders and Johnson. Players still want to go there and play. Doesn't seem to affect them at all. They even traded Matthew Stafford. And it still didn't matter. People still want to go to Detroit. If you can provide a winning situation and you can pay me, I'm going to go where those two factors weigh the most.
Can I bring you a counter-argument to that?
Go ahead.
Between Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson, how good were the Detroit Lions?
Hey, man.
It wasn't good.
You know what? In the Barry Sanders years, they actually weren't that bad. They had quarterback issues. They just couldn't get the quarterback right. They had some offensive line issues, obviously, with Barry Sanders having to run around all the time. I would argue that 90s squad with Barry Sanders wasn't as bad as maybe what you think.
Calvin Johnson, like post 2010, the Lions were actually like somewhat okay. They weren't like great consistently, but they did have a few playoff appearances.
Oh, get jumped if you want to.
That's great. I love, again, I'm not even the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But they weren't as good as the Barry Sanders Lions when you look at the records overall.
Yeah, and they weren't as good as you didn't have as much promise as much. Listen, I remember Lions fans wearing paper bags over the head with holes cut out so they could see, and that's how they were showing up to games. That's my image of the Lions. And it's the same image that I hold for a lot of the Browns fans because for two very different reasons. But you dig yourself a hole, you're not going to be able to get out of it. It's not going to be a fun situation you put yourself in.
Lions have only won three playoff games since 1957.
Yeah, that's
something to think about.
Well, I mean, that's a whole lot more than just not trading Barry Sanders. That's just a poor
two of
organization.
Them were more recently than the one.
Yeah, that's just that brings me to Cleveland Browns days. Again, let's squeeze one in real quick. Rick's in Columbia Station. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, man, thanks for taking the call. As far as Garrett is concerned, I mean, you know, I like Myles Garrett. It's not that I'm against the guy, but like a lot of other people have said on your call, you know, on your calls earlier, the guy's in a contract. And, you know, this is baloney, this, I don't like it here, even though I signed a contract and I need to get out. You know, people talk about him talking to LeBron James, but I'll say one thing about LeBron. He played out his contract, and he never complained, never demanded trades. Okay, he left. But he left after he fulfilled his contract. That's what this guy needs to do. But, you know, at the same time, I can understand you don't want somebody here who doesn't want to be here. But his delusional demand to, I got to be traded to a contender, they're under no obligation to do that. If the Browns trade him, they need to trade him to whoever offers them the best deal. And I don't care if it's Jacksonville or the New York Giants or the Raiders. I could care less. As long as they get the best deal out of it.
I think, yeah, of course. Appreciate it, Rick. I think that we're sort of in the same spot there and operating under the same idea, too. Like, at this point, I might just trade Miles. And it doesn't matter where. I'm in the interest of operating for myself and trying to turn this thing around. I'm done playing the games. But I can also understand where Andrew Berry goes. Yeah, it's also probably my job. So, all right. Coming up in about 5 minutes. Combine chaos. Let's hear what was said today. Let's hear what was said today at the Combine. A lot of good stuff coming up as well. 9 o'clock, as we always do, in about 45 minutes. Get a grip. And right after that at 9:20, we'll talk to Greg Swartz of Bleacher Report about the Cavs. But a whole lot more to get to. So 216-474-0092. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan. Your last chance to evaluate what you look like against the Celtics before potentially meeting later on in an Eastern Conference Finals. We had the Browns quarterback big board scheduled for 7:40. We pushed it back, and now let's get to it at 8:40. Let's get to the Browns quarterback big board.
Who could the Browns turn to at quarterback next season?
I don't know.
To find out, let's consult the Browns quarterback big board.
All right, first on the list today, we get to none other than Malik Willis. I don't know what the names that we got to throw out at the list at this point, they get a little interesting. Okay, we had a fun one. Joe Milton, who we'll get to later in this segment, ended up landing at 10. Even a Hendon Hooker, who I don't have that much faith in, lands at 16 for the unknown. Malik Willis, listen, I have gone through and gone down the rabbit hole of how I would love the Browns to zig while everybody else zags, right? If everyone else is trying to find a quarterback to compete with Patrick Mahomes, you're probably not going to win that battle. It's going to be difficult. Okay, we got Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, who succeeded one time, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. Nobody is winning right now. Patrick Mahomes continues to come out and dominate in the AFC, when the one team that did sort of go against the grain was the Eagles, and they built a game around the run. Jalen Hurts, not a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes, but you build around the run on your offense, and you ensure that you have a really good defense, and that has been the recipe to beat the Chiefs for what's been 3 years. Keep them off the field. You do through the run. Be efficient. You do with a really good run game. And try to create pressure on Mahomes and see if you can impact him enough to keep the Chiefs off the board every time they come down the field. And the Eagles defense definitely did that. Malik Willis would be the type of quarterback you could run that system with. But the problem is I also need my quarterback to be able to throw the ball efficiently. I just don't know that Malik Willis has ever been in that position. Like, if you watched him play in the games this year in which Jordan Love was injured, they had success, right? They won in all of the games that he started. I think he started 3 total games for them this year. And in each of those games are the only ones he went over 10 passes, and they went 2-1. And the game they lost was 24-22. The problem is you look at the opponents they played. Indy, who wasn't very good. Tennessee, clearly wasn't very good. They have the number one pick. They might be taking Abdul Carter. And the Chicago Bears, the team they lost to 24-22, also did not end their season playing all that well. So you weren't beating really any great opponents. And on top of that, okay, you went 12 of 14, 13 of 19, 10 of 13. Like, you weren't even trusted to throw the ball 20 times. You became like a glorified wing T offense. It was, okay, give the ball to Josh Jacobs. Malik, we're going to have you in there, and you're going to be a running threat. You're going to go through and see what you can do, right? In all of those games, aside from the Chicago game, he ran 6 times. He ran for 73 yards against Tennessee. He ran for 41 yards against Indy, and then he only carried the ball 1 time. Shocker in the game that they lost against Chicago. Really feels like for him to be effective, he has to use his legs and also rely on them much more, and you have to build a dominant run game around him. Now, the way that I hear people talk about how the Browns should go back to the run and not worry about throwing the football in this town, people might love this idea. You might be behind you, be like, wait a minute, quarterback threw the ball 10 times. Oh, bring me back. Bring me back to my era. This is great. This is the way I grew up. This is the way football was meant to be played. The ball wasn't supposed to sail through the air. The only time it was supposed to sail through the air is when the linebacker hits you so hard that it flew right up there with your helmet. That feels like the conversation that maybe some people want to have. I'm here to tell you that's not reality anymore. You can't do that. You can't go fully off the run. There's a reason why the teams that they beat were pretty bad teams, right? And that was with a Packers defense. It was fine. It wasn't great, but it was a defense that you could rely on well enough to not go out there and give up 40 every single game. So I just don't know that I'm going through with Malik Willis and getting to the bottom of it and going, yeah, you know what? Bring him on over. He'll be cheap, which is the one good thing that he has. But if we're talking the Kenny Pickett draft and the guy that didn't go until the 3rd round and the quarterbacks that did go, okay, Kenny Pickett in the 1st, okay, the one thing you have holding over you right now is Super Bowl champion. Super Bowl champion in which he threw a pass in the dirt and kneeled the ball. Desmond Ridder, that doing anything for anybody? The 3rd string for the Oakland or the Las Vegas Raiders this year? Not a good sell, okay? I usually am a person of like, oh, there's always good quarterbacks in the class. That was just a bad class. That one, nobody had a business of playing NFL football. At least not at the starting level, right? Backups. Backups are what it should have been. I love the teams just went, we took him in the 3rd round, but let's throw him out there. He can start. Like, yeah, that works out really well when you usually do that. Can I point to you, Browns fans, DeShone Kizer? Works really well when you throw the guy that you draft beyond the first round out there to start in season one. Typically does not work out. If he's a part of that class, and in his games this year, in which he also, by the way, aside from the two starts we mentioned, threw for a game where he had 56 yards and a game where he had 34, threw for a total of 550 yards and three touchdowns with a QBR of under 80. Again, I'm not looking for the guy that within his first 3 years, 4 years in the league, ends up with three different teams to be the answer at quarterback. Not going to happen. In fact, I would probably put a lot of guys who the names alone do go, well, he just can't be better. Even if I don't know who Malik Willis is, he can't be better than Malik Willis. No, we're putting him that low on the list. Again, like I told you, if you would have so exercised your right to go out and take a look at Volnik Jake, VULINEC Jake, where you can always see the Browns quarterback big board. A scheduled tweet maybe got the best of us, maybe got ahead of us in the ranks there. I usually go through, I like to have it done. I schedule it out for when we're going to do it. I got to get better. Got to get better. Okay, we're a week into the job. We'll get there. Scheduled the tweet for like just before 8 o'clock. We forgot to move it back from before 8 o'clock. You could have seen it. He falls at 25. Malik Willis falls at 25, only landing above right now Aaron Rodgers, who can't be trusted to play quarterback, so he's going to sit at the bottom of the list until this thing's done, and Zach Wilson and Riley Leonard. Not good company for Malik Willis. I just can't do it. I can't rely on a guy who has to rely on his legs more than his arm at the position of quarterback. Decent backup when you have a really good run game. Might help you win a couple of games like you did for the Packers this year. If we're looking for answers at quarterback, I'm not trying to find the backup in the room. No, thank you. I'll find that in round six of the draft. I'll feel much better about doing it, too, instead of having to trade the Green Bay Packers. I don't even know if he's under contract. Trade for him, sign him, doesn't matter. I'll take my chances anywhere else. I can either give up very little or sign somebody for very little who's going to do a much better job. And I'll take my chances on doing that. So, again, Malik Willis ends up falling at 25. On the Browns quarterback big board. You can check out the entire thing on X. But yeah, just not overly impressed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Tomorrow, by the way, the Browns quarterback big board, as it always does, probably going to be back at 7:40. Probably not going to be in the same spot that it was today. But we'll have another quarterback to look at. A guy whose name's been floated around here and there. Trey Lance. Trey Lance, a former first-round pick. A guy who hasn't had a ton of run in the NFL, hasn't had the opportunity. Might be somebody that piques a little bit of interest. Have to stay tuned. 7:40 tomorrow. We'll close out the week with Trey Lance. But I did want to get to a guy that we looked at earlier on. The stunner so far of the Browns quarterback big board. Joe Milton. His name has been floated around in media here as we've approached the combine. And I think my theory might be right on him. I'll explain what that is. But I want to hear Greg Bedard had his thoughts on just sort of where the potential here for Joe Milton to become a little bit more available. Greg Bedard, BostonSportsJournal.com. He's the founder, editor, director over there. Here was his thoughts on Joe Milton and what could happen.
From what I understand, I think the Patriots are now contemplating listening to offers on Joe Milton from this perspective, that they think the timing might be right for that, given Milton's film in the final game of the season, which was really impressive, and that this is a weak quarterback draft. You know, they drafted him in the sixth round. If you can get a good pop on it, maybe you just trade him and then do it again with somebody else.
So that's exactly what I laid out, by the way, when we looked at Joe Milton earlier this week was, I mean, if you're going to go and trade for Joe Milton, okay, their sell at the end of the year after he tore up the Buffalo backups was, oh, maybe we actually have two quarterbacks in the room. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the rest of the NFL. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any, and we know Drake May, we spent a third-round draft pick on. That's our quarterback. But maybe we have two good quarterbacks in the room. So then you have the opportunity to go and trade him and sort of raise his stock in that sense of, yeah, if we have two quarterbacks, people are going to be coming calling. You have that opportunity. Oh, now all of a sudden he's available for a trade. Yeah, I kind of figured he would be. After one good game and you drafted him in the sixth round, the idea that you could trade him for higher depth, yeah, that's just called good business moves. And when I look at Andrew Berry's handling of Amari Cooper, I look at that as a business transaction and go, that's a good move. Handled the right way in. You basically gave up nothing to get him, and you got more when you gave him away years later than what you originally traded for him. And by the way, you got 1,000-yard seasons out of him every year he was here. So good job. But now, as you take a look at Joe Milton, I think that was the report, really all you needed from Greg Bedard, who, by the way, that's from the Bedard Patriots podcast, that audio courtesy of. But, like, I think that was really the only piece of information you needed on Joe Milton to say, okay, if he's available, and now it sounds like he is going to be available, it's the guy you got to at least take a look at, right? I understand he was a sixth-round pick, and I know that he's had one game. If it's going to cost me a, what, fourth-rounder, fifth-rounder to go and get Joe Milton, like if I offer you a fifth-round pick and I'm really the only one calling about Joe Milton, you're really not giving it up for a fifth-round pick? Or even a fourth, like if we toss it away for what's going to be a later pick in the draft, are they really holding on for a fourth round pick for the opportunity for a guy who, in one game against the Buffalo backups, I understand, looked really good. Completion percentage was high. A lot of the fears that you had about him playing in the NFL were sort of washed away, and you have a dynamic quarterback who at the very least, okay, I give away, what, a fourth, fifth round pick, which might be used this year anyway on a backup QB. Doesn't feel like all that bad of a trade-off for me. I feel like at that point, you're looking at what could possibly be something that turns out to be really good for you. And if it doesn't work out, okay, I tossed away a fourth, fifth rounder and got nothing for it. Well, the reality is that most of the times when you toss a fourth or fifth rounder out there, a good chance that you get nothing for it. If you're the Browns and you end up in a spot in this draft, that you're going in and you're saying, well, I don't like where I'm at right now. Right, I look at the pick that we're sitting at, and I say, man, the players here really don't match where I want to be. Then I might just be inclined to be at the spot of, no, I'm all right. I'll probably hold on and say, I don't want to go after him, and we'll take our chances. Like your fourth round pick right now, 103 overall. It's a decent pick. I don't know that I want to give that up. I can give up 165 for him. Feel really good about that. The depth of this draft class makes it interesting. We'll talk about that later as well, but I feel pretty good about Joe Milton. Yeah, and then the guy we were talking about before, Malik Willis. James just turned around to me. The contract that man is sitting on, $1.1 million in 2025. You could probably toss them a printer. You could get the Kyle Korver trade done, and they're probably going to be like, all right, done deal. $1.1 million? Throw us the cash for him and I don't know. What is a modern day printer? What do I have to trade for? Like when Kyle Korver got traded for a printer, it was like a printer was a premier thing to have. What now do I have to trade in that conversation to be like, yeah, This is the equivalent of a printer back then. I'm trying to think. Is there anything? Like, is that just a golf simulator that you get to put in there? Like, is that what the equivalent is? Ah, I got a printer. Ah, we added a golf simulator. Not a good one, by the way. We pretty much just gave you a set of clubs and a net. Go tell your players to have fun. You can put it in your lounge. You can put it in your room. Enjoy yourself. Don't worry. I'm interested in Joe Milton. I really am. Malik Willis, not so much. Coming up in about 5 minutes, get a grip. As it always is at 9 o'clock, it's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.